You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. Today's podcast is really a recording of a live webinar that I did for the Success Mentorship Network. And we were dealing with the topic, fear not, because so many people right now at this time of pandemic are fearful. And so this topic and this seminar, I think, will help change your life. So we're going to tune right into the seminar as it is taking place. All of our text, all of our information comes from my book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success. And if you don't have a copy of The 12 Universal Laws of Success, be sure to get one. And you can get it on Amazon, or you can get it on our special website, www.12. That's the number 12ULS.com. All right. This is Success Mentorship Call number 129, and our topic for today is fear not. I like to say the power of fear not. And let me tell you something, folks. Fear not is a powerful, powerful concept. I want to open with a quote, and this is a quote a biblical quote, and I know that we've all heard it, 23rd Psalm, but I want to just quote one line of it, and it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Now let's just let that sink in for a moment. And let us just take a brief moment to relax and center ourselves. So take a deep breath. Hold it. Let it out slowly. And in this relaxed state, in this state of consciousness, in this state of connection, I want to talk about this concept of fear not. When we look at the definition of fear, the definition of fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by a belief that someone or something is going to cause pain, going to cause discomfort of some type, going to cause harm. And so when we think about this concept of fear, there are three basic keys to remember. Number one, fear is a state of mind. You know, the first law of success says, a man, a mind shall have whatsoever it thinks in its heart. A mind shall have whatsoever it thinks in its heart. If fear is a state of mind, then it's a state of mind that is a condition of our thinking based on a rational thought and an emotional feeling. To really get a good understanding of fear, let's look at the third law of success. We call it the law of radiation and attraction. It's very popularly known as the law of attraction. I like to think of it in the complete terms. It's not just attraction, it's radiation and attraction. And what the third law of success says is that like attracts like. That whatever vibration you send out, you attract that vibration to come back into your life. If we think about the law of vibration, and that's really, I think you might say, a bigger law. When we look at the law of radiation and attraction, it's really a subset of a bigger law. I like to call it the law of vibration, and it's often expressed as E equal MC square. That vibration, energy, equals mass or manifestation times the speed of light squared. So therefore, when we convert energy into manifestation, the vibration level at which we operate then attracts manifestation that's congruent with that vibration level, with that level of vibration. And so then everything we do, everything we think, everything we feel, every aspect of our existence is a vibration because it's all about motion. The universe is a continuum of infinite motion. Reverend Ike once said, feeling gets the blessing. And what that really says is that all of the thoughts and all of the things that happen, that the source of energy that makes things manifest is your level of feeling, your level of vibration. We often talk about deep desire. When someone is confronted by a great challenge, whether they overcome that challenge or not depends on the level of their desire. How deep is their desire? How deep is it? How strong is it in their hearts? Because the level of your desire determines the level of manifestation. So if you have weak desire, then the things that you manifest will be weak things. When we look at this idea now, if life is a vibration, a series of vibrations interchanged and interacting with each other, then when we consider the law of radiation and attraction, the law of vibration, what we are really saying is that everything you do creates a vibration, and that vibration goes out onto the world, and it creates a relationship between things that are congruent with that vibration. And so your attitude is really a projection of how you feel about yourself onto the world. And so you may, you know, if you don't feel good about yourself, some people say a low self-esteem, low self-image. That is the vibration that you are generating inside, and that is the thing that will attract into your life events and people and situations that are congruent with that vibration of low self-esteem, of low self-image. You know, we often talk about the power of vibration, you know, in a very simplistic fashion. A smile A smile is such a powerful vibration. It can go out into the world. And you know, when you just, you know, many of us, we walk down the street and when somebody smiles, they're sending out a vibration and you almost subconsciously smile back. So the second aspect of fear is really that fear is a vibration. And every vibration has two aspects. It has fear is based on our inner thoughts. We might equate that with our conscious mind. And so if we grew up in an environment of negativity, of criticism, we may have thoughts that are congruent with that environment. And so that then creates thoughts in our mind, in our inner thoughts, in our conscious mind now. And those thoughts have a vibration. The other aspect is the inner feeling. So when we think about fear as a vibration, there's the rational aspect of the vibration. And then there is the emotional aspect, the inner feeling, which is really a subconscious mind. And so when fear is permitted to literally run rampant, your inner thoughts and your inner feelings create a vibration that attracts the congruence of fear into your life experience. Job once said, "The things that I fear have come upon me," which is another statement of the law of vibration. The things, the vibrations that I create in my life attract into my life things that are congruent with that vibration. So we have the conscious mind, thoughts, the subconscious mind, feelings. And then the superconscious mind is the good mind, the God mind, where when thoughts and feelings are congruent and aligned, you then have access to the good mind, to the God mind. And so life is really about alignment. And so when we are fearful, based on the 23rd Psalm, when we are fearful, we are not in alignment with the universal power, with the source. Let us look at the world. If we made a diagram of the world, and in many aspects, the world is like a great circle. And if you divide that circle in half, you have a 180 degrees of negativity, and you have 180 degrees of positivity. Negativity in thoughts, negativity in emotions, negativity in habits, negativity in relationships. On the other hand, you can have positivity in thoughts, positivity in emotions, positivity in habits, and positivity in relationships. And so this being the world that we live in, the third principle is the principle of choice. So we literally choose to fear. We choose to fear. When we choose to fear, it's when we permit ignorance, when we permit doubt, when we permit insecurity, when we permit all of the negative emotions to penetrate our minds and our feelings. It's when we permit thoughts of lack and limitation to penetrate our minds. You see, none of these things exist outside of our minds, but the things we put in our minds create the reality that we experience because of the vibrations that they establish. So when we look at this, so fear is three things. Fear is a state of mind, it's a vibration, and it's a choice. So when we say fear not, we're saying choose knowledge over ignorance. Choose courage over doubt. Choose abundance over limitation. That's a great power, folks. When we have the ability to choose this day whom we will serve, and literally there's only the positive and the negative, that these two vibrations operate, and we live our lives between them. Very often in many of our motivation books, we'll see the term that fear is false evidence appearing real. F, false, E, evidence, A, appearing are real. Well, the other aspect of fear is faith. The opposite of fear is faith. And so
When we live our lives, we can live our lives either in a vibration of fear or in a vibration of faith. When we go back to the original quote, the original passage, the 23rd Psalm, and it says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. So that's a question of alignment, that I am aligned as long as I am aligned with the source, the good, the God source, then I will fear no evil. When we look at fear and we talk about overcoming fear, fear is like an elephant. You know, if you decide that you want to eat an elephant, it's a big thing to eat. But you can be successful at eating that elephant if you take it bite by bite. Similarly, if we look at fear, when we talk about how do we overcome fear, knowing that the things we fear will come upon us, then how do we take control so that we make the proper choices to neutralize fear in our life experience? This is a great place to take a pause from the cause so that you can hear from our sponsors. And our sponsor today is the Success Mentorship Network Patreon membership site. Hey folks, Dr. Herbert Harris here. And the reason I'm here is because I've been working on a new project. I've set up something called the Success Mentorship Network. Now, this is a membership site, that you might say a patron site, where you can learn all that you need to change your life, turn your life around. Hey, let's admit it. This year was, let's just say, very interesting, okay? I could think of some negative things to say, but let's just say this year was very interesting, and many of us have gotten an opportunity for growth, whether we want to grow or not. Well, if you want to grow, if you want to close out this year strong, if you want to set yourself up so that next year will be your year for outrageous success, then join the Success Mentorship Network. It's based on our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, that sold nearly a million copies. And let me tell you what you get. You get immediate access to over 40 audios and videos. Now, let me tell you something. Over the last 7 years, I have made over 500 audios and videos. Personal development, network marketing, entrepreneurship. And I put them all in a vault. And over the next year, we're going to be dropping them on you so that you can use these tools to go boom, explode your life. So, join us. www.patreon.com, that's patreon.com/Success Mentorship Network. Aha, question. How much does it cost? It costs $1,000 a day. I'm kidding, okay? It's $15 a month, folks. That's 50 cents a day. And you get immediate access to over 40 audios and videos right now. When you sign up, you don't even charge your credit card until the first of next month. So you can look and go into the website, check out everything. If you don't find value in it, cancel it. But let me tell you something. The materials in this website will help you make your plans for the new year. Take action on those plans. Overcome procrastination. Overcome lack of focus. Overcome self-doubt. You can take the information in this vault on this Success Mentorship Network and listen to these audios and videos just when you need it. Maybe you need to learn how to get out of a rut. Maybe you need to learn how to get yourself back on focus. Maybe you need to learn the power of imagination to see a whole new vision. All of these things are going to be there on the Success Mentorship Network. So join us, $15 a month. Go to www.patreon.com/Success Mentorship Network. The link should be below this video. But whatever you do, let us help you be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have whatever you want to have. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. And now, back to our program as we talk about fear not. Fear can be broken down based into six types of fear. Number one, the fear of poverty, where we are so afraid of the loss of the material possessions that we have. That fear of poverty will keep us broke. It creates a whole behavior pattern in us. And the interesting thing is that if you have a fear of poverty, it doesn't even matter how much money you have, because that fear, the feeling inside, is more powerful than the material possessions. So you have people who have millions of dollars but are fearful of going broke. The second fear is the fear of criticism. This is that fear of the interaction between other people, where other people are able to give you their opinion. It's your interaction with other people where you permit the vibrations that other people send to control your vibrations. So when you have that fear of criticism, you literally permit people to undermine your initiative, to cause you to be timid, to cause you to be insecure, to cause you to be indecisive. The third fear, the fear of ill health. And I think many of us are experiencing this right now with this pandemic. When we look at some of the statistics, it is easy to become fearful. This idea of the fear of illness, or the fear of ill health, to a large extent, is based upon our own concept. You know, we live in a world of fix it rather than face it. So we often deal with the symptoms rather than the causes. I had an Aunt Lil, and if you wanted to ruin your day, the worst thing that you could do was to ask her, "How do you feel today, Aunt Lillian?" Because if you asked her how she felt, she would tell you, and tell you, and tell you. So this idea, the fear of ill health, is very powerful, because it expresses so many other fears. You know, like when you fear ill health because it may diminish your earning capacity. So it may compound with the fear of poverty. The fourth fear is the fear of the loss of love. This is one of the most powerful fears, because it operates directly on our emotional level. And this fear of the loss of love can cause you to become jealous, suspicious. I mean, can create a life of absolute horror. Very often when a person is controlled by the fear of the loss of love, they permit other people to control their lives. They live an entire life based on somebody else's definition of who they are. The fifth fear is the fear of old age. We live in a society where old age is not really honored anymore. There was a time in certain societies where the elders are venerated. And so you actually look forward to becoming an elder, to achieving that older age, that symbol of wisdom and authority and understanding. In our society, we often depict old age as a fear of being alone, of being unable to care for yourself. That fear of old age, that drives the sale of hair dye. You know, so often I see people whose hair is dyed so black, I say, like, those chemicals have got to be going into their pores. And finally, the sixth fear is the fear of death. And often the fear of death comes from, you know, concentrating on dying instead of living. Many times when people's present reality does not conform to what they think it should be, they let thoughts of death and ending their lives come into their life experience. Often that fear of death comes about when a person looks over their lives and they see in their own estimation that they feel that they have spent their life in frivolous, unproductive endeavors. So that fear of death can create a vibration inside that attracts the very thing you fear. So when we look at these six basic fears, now when we say fear not, it may be helpful to look at each of these areas and isolate them and now address that concept of fear not to help you overcome the fear so that you always have a perspective and an outlook that you can accomplish what you have to do. So you master the fear of poverty by understanding money, for example, by understanding budget, for example. You begin to, rather than operate from a perspective of fear, you operate from a perspective of understanding to realize that money substance, material substance is there to serve you. You overcome the fear of criticism by feeling that it really doesn't matter what other people say, what other people feel about you, that if you inside feel that you've done your best, that you've done your job, then you've accomplished what you set out to do. You overcome that fear of ill health by that holistic approach to your life, that holistic approach to recognize that your body is an interrelated system of cells and energies and vibrations, and to look at your whole life so that the things that you do are congruent with honoring your life and honoring your physical body. You overcome the fear of the loss of love by recognizing that love cannot be lost. The love is really a congruent vibration between two different beings, between two different consciousnesses. The first order of love is to love your source, to have a proper relationship with your source, your good, your God. The second order of love is to love yourself as a representation and manifestation of the good mind, the God mind. The third order of love is to love others in the way you love yourself. The golden rule says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you have a bad estimation of yourself and you treat yourself badly, how are you going to treat others? You overcome that fear of old age by framing it as a great blessing, by recognizing that old age is a sense of wisdom, a sense of accomplishment. And when sometimes that thought that maybe you did not accomplish what you were put here to do, but to reframe that and say, well, you know, all that I have done has been to prepare me for the important work that I have left to do. You know, sometimes people who have faced their greatest failures, their greatest disappointments, are able to achieve even greater things. You look at Winston Churchill, you know, he'd been put out to pasture by the very government that he had saved at one point. But when they were in that moment of crisis, they had to call him back in. You overcome that fear of death by recognizing that death is just a transmission, a transformation, that we are spiritual beings having a physical transformation. Spiritual beings having a physical experience. And so life never ceases, like the conservation of energy. Energy can never be destroyed. It can be transformed. And so life is a form of energy. So therefore, life can never be destroyed. It's just a transformation from the experience of life to the experience of death to the experience of whatever. But it's always a conservation and transformation of energy. And so as we put it all together, let's look back at that first quote. And it said, "For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." See, that declaration that thou art with me is a connection and an acknowledgement of connection between you and your source. And so when you recognize the source of all that is good the God source, then that now gives you a kinship with that vibration, which helps you determine what your purpose is. So many times we let our experience of life determine our purpose. Our experience of life is just the circumstances that have been, that we have faced, but our purpose goes back to the creation of our being. So to look at the fact that our purpose is for something good. Thy rod, the rod is the symbol of power. That when you are clear about your purpose, you then, with the idea of alignment, create a relationship between yourself and your power that becomes your power, yourself and your source that gives you the power. We talk about the rod, how in the Exodus and the rod of Moses was able to do different things. Thy staff is the understanding. You may say a complete understanding of all things. So when we say fear not, we're really saying to be aligned with your source. When we say fear not, we're saying you're created for a purpose. And no matter what the circumstances may be, no matter what your experience of life, that purpose remains the same. And all you have to do is align yourself with it, to understand that it's there and to learn to understand it and feel it and manifest. Two, that you have the power. That rod, that you have the power to make right choices. And three, you have the understanding to use that power. Because when you can do these things, when you can combine the source with the power, with the understanding, then that puts you in a harmonic vibration with your creator and the source of all that is. So you can overcome fear of poverty by knowing there's always enough. That you just have to open your eyes, it's there. You overcome the fear of criticism by knowing inside that you always do your best. That you did, whatever you did is what you had to do. As they say, when all you can do is all you can do and all you can do is enough. When you overcome that fear of ill health by honoring your body. When you overcome the loss of love by recognizing that you are a vibration of goodness and that you attract into your space that is congruent with you. So work on the inside first and all that you desire and love will come to you. When you overcome that fear of old age by recognizing that it's all about seasons. A time to live and a time to die, a time to cast up and a time to take down. And then finally, when you recognize, you know, I think Thanatopsis was an interesting poem, and I've said it many times, and it says, so live that when thy summons comes to join the innumerable caravan that moves to that mysterious realm where each shall take his chamber. In the silent halls of death, thou go not like the quarry slave at night, scourged to his dungeon, but approach thy grave, dealing with the vibration of one who lies down upon his couch and brings the drapery about him for pleasant dreams. And so it is, knowing that you have the power to overcome fear with faith. You have the power to overcome doubt with certainty and belief. You have the power to overcome decision by understanding that you have the clarity to make right choices. And most of all, you have the power to tune and connect. The source of all that is, knowing that the best is yet to come. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and today's podcast, I tell you, really touched my heart. And those of you who are listening, if you feel the same way that I feel, reach out to us. Get more information about the Success Mentorship Network, where we can help you be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have whatever you want to have. You can contact me directly at Herbert, that's H-E-R-B-E-R-T, at HerbertHarris.com. That's Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. Or you can go to our website, patreon.com/Success Mentorship Network. All right, folks, see you again next week. From now until then, know that the best is yet to come.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Vashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Vashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.